Hey there, everyone. Alice Bliss here. So this one is kind of a bit different because it's something I've wanted to talk about for a long while, but I haven't been sure how I want to talk about it or what I want to say, or I don't know, I don't want to receive backlash over it because I still want as many people as possible to like me as possible. But, I aim to entertain, and that's a big part of the reason why I want to talk about what I am, is hopefully it's a bit of an educational thing, and you get to hear me masturbate while I do it, so hopefully you'll get a couple of things out of it. As with all of my ramble faps, I'm in my bed right now, so the audio quality is probably a bit worse than when I have my actual microphone at my... Sorry, I have my microphone at my desk, but I only really masturbate when I'm in bed, because I do it by grinding against my bed until I come. It's the only way I can reliably come, and if I'm horny enough, I can have it done within 10-20 seconds. Sometimes it's a bit harder though, because I'm asexual, and... it took a long time to realize what that meant. I'm not even horny right now. I promise I'm a ramble fat, but I'm not even horny. I want to be. I haven't really been horny in the last few weeks, but I want to be. And so being asexual, if you don't know what it means that it's someone who doesn't experience sexual attraction. So there's a lot of misconceptions about asexuals. We're all shy introverts who hate sex, and I am an introvert, admittedly. I'm very much an introvert. I mostly spend all day being inside and playing video games and occasionally pumping out audios for people to get off to. I love it though. So I came to the realization about a year ago now, when a partner that had dumped me, she said that she might have been aromantic and ace, and I was like, okay. And then I got to it, and then I was like, what if I am? And then I look back, and I can't imagine how they began. I'm a bit hornier. If I work for it, I bet I'm gonna get myself sidetracked after masturbating and think about, I don't know, what I'm gonna eat tomorrow night. I'm gonna lose it again, and then I have to work myself back up. But I can't imagine myself having sex with real people. I can't think of, say, some sexy celebrity, and I can't get off to that, or some actress in a porno. I say all these women because I'm a homoromantic ace, which means I'm really only interested in dating women and having sex with women. But being ace, I don't really have sex for myself. I like it, and I like having sex, but I do it to please my partner. I can't get off with sex, and it's just not possible, to the point where I honestly can't understand people that get off during sex. That doesn't feel real to me. But I still like sex because I feel it's a real way to be really intimate with your partner, and I take a lot of pride in my sexual prowess. I take a lot of pride in my sexual prowess. I'm really good with my hands, and I'm good at pleasing my partners, and I'm really intimate, and I can touch all the right spaces with just a little bit of practice. I aim to please, and that's a big part of the reason why I do these audios as well. Yes, finally I'm worked up. Okay, now I'm a bit horny. I need one of my fucking weird-ass fantasies to get off to. Which, if you've heard any of my other ramble faps, you already know how much of a fucking weirdo I am. Oh, yes. I've been wanting this. Oh, okay, so I'm asexual, but I still very much experience aesthetic attraction. It's more like the equivalent I can think of, because I still need to be attracted to my partner, but it's not a sexual thing for me. It's more like, say, appreciating a pretty flower. And instead of fucking the flower, think of it more like, you know, curing it and, you know, making sure the soil's the good quality and that you're keeping it watered so it stays bloomed and it stays healthy and... yeah, so... and that's... It's... If a partner is ugly, like, I can't be with them. I want to be someone that's at least as pretty as I am. Which I don't think is... I don't think that's my asking much. But, I want to be able to look at my partner and just think, wow, they are absolutely gorgeous. And then I get feelings and I want to please them. I just want to make them feel good. I want them to feel safe and I want them to feel comfortable. And I just, yeah, so... There are asexuals who are, you know, they're aromantic, so they don't have any romantic attraction to anyone. They don't really seek out relationships or anything. They might realize this after they're in a relationship, and then they kind of just stay in it because, you know, they're in one. But there are asexuals who are sex repulsed, and there's asexuals who are very romantically inclined, and there are asexuals that love sex, and I'm those two. I'm a hopeless romantic, and I do like sex, but for different reasons. Like, with one of my girlfriends, I feel a bit dizzy. With one of my girlfriends, I wasn't even horny during sex, like, at all. Like, at first she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not horny. And she's like, really? I was worried at first, but you seem to really be enjoying it. I was like, yeah, I am. I still love this. I still like the feelings, and I like the intimacy, and I like the closeness, and I like the kissing. And yeah, it's just I wasn't horny, though. It wasn't something I was going to get off to either. But that's okay, because that's not what I get from it, you know? That's different for me. And so I experience sex differently as an asexual and as the who I am. Fuck. I'm already starting to lose myself after I've worked myself up. I do like masturbating, though. I used to have a much better sex drive. Well, not better, just a more active one. And now it's like, I can come and go sometimes. Sometimes I'll be really, really, really horny for like weeks, and I'll masturbate several times a day, and I'll come every single time. And other times I won't be horny for like a month or two. I think my longest period was like 6 months of just not getting off at all, not horny, nothing. And it was kind of relieving. I kind of hated being like horny every fucking time. But now it's like, now I'm barely ever horny, and I don't know, it doesn't bother me too much. Sometimes I do want to get off. Oh, sorry, I keep yawning. It's like 3:10 in the morning. Perfect time for this shit. Hope I don't regret posting this. I still want to be appreciated, and I still want my stuff to be loved and listened to. So I kind of worry about that. But those are tough anxieties. Oh, fuck. You know what I say all the fucking time? No one knows your body like you do. And that's why I if I was to get off, I'd prefer to do it through masturbation by myself than, you know, be assisted. Oh, goodness, sorry I keep yawning. It's kind of good to talk about it, though, so. I'm going to try to come now. I think I've talked to you enough at this point. I hope you've learned something, and I hope you get something from this, too, because it's an important topic, and I don't know, it's a very important thing about me, and I just wanted to share it with you guys, because I like you guys, and I like that you listen to my audios, and I like that, you know, my tentacle stuff's getting so popular, because tentacle's one of my biggest kinks. I love, just to have all my holes filled. I just want to keep making consenticles, because I want it to be popular, and I want more people to make them, because consenticles are the best fucking thing. Oh, I love them. Like, don't get me wrong, I love tentacles as a whole, but they're just, like, I went through some trauma in my life, and consent's pretty fucking big for me because of it. It's big anyway, but the whole consent thing is really fucking hot for me. Like, just, you know, like, I love my one with the tentacle wife. I was a big fan of that one. That's enough work with my hands, I think. Oh, I love grinding myself on my bed, grooming my big tits. I grew like a cup size over like a week or two, like a couple of weeks ago. It was like a B cup, and now I'm a solid C cup, and I'm so happy about that, because I'm a giant woman, so I feel like it was kind of disproportionate, but now my tits look kind of perfect for their size. I haven't seen my girlfriend since they've grown this big, and I really want to see her, because I want her to touch them. I want her to feel them, and I want her to appreciate my tits, because I love my tits being played with. I also love my neck being bitten and sucked and licked, especially like the back of my neck and up my ears, just nibbling on the ears. Sucking and like just that, you know, biting on the earlobe as you hear your partner's like breath through their nose kind of blow into your ear, and it sounds really fucking unsexy the way I'm putting it. I'm sorry, but I really like the ears being played with, and even if I don't get off to it, it still feels nice, and I like it. And I like the figure out what that meant to. Maybe I'm demisexual or whatever, but I'm not. I'm just flat out asexual. I'm a sex positive asexual, and that's about it. That's my story. So I hope you learned a bit about me. And you guys continue to enjoy my audios. I'm gonna make myself come now, so I'm gonna go a bit quieter as far as words go. I'm not even very noisy during sex or any masturbation or anything. If I'm particularly horny, I'll like moan into my pillow, but I'm actually really quiet, so I'm sorry. I try to make noises to be as sexy as possible, but I actually make like no noise. listen because I love the attention. I'm sorry. I'm so delirious.